This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
The British Army just spent $2 million on a new kind of recruitment campaign. Departing from the traditional macho tone, the pitch aims to be more inclusive. One ad depicts a Muslim soldier kneeling in prayer. Others reassure potential recruits that it's okay to be gay in the Army or to express feelings. The campaign has its critics. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more on the controversy.
The latest campaign is very different from the traditional pitch. Here's how the British Army used to appeal to raw recruits.
For the action, for excitement, for adventure, under pressure, under fire.
In one of the latest recruitment ads, however, male rookies are offered a rather less macho milieu.
It feels like as a man, you can never express your emotions. I thought joining the army would be 1,000 times worse.
But the ad insists you can vent your feelings in the modern British Army. There's always a shoulder or a soldier to cry on.
There's always someone there to talk to, or even just make you laugh.
The ads have provoked some derision on the street here in Aldershot, a military town known as the home of the British Army. Matt Collins, a middle-aged vet, mocked what he calls today's snowflake generation.
When I was in, we were trained to the best we can be. We were pushed beyond belief. You broke your fingers, you strap them up, you carry on. Now it's, I've got a cold, I can't continue.
And this vet, who didn't want to be named for fear of upsetting the British Army or his former colleagues, also dismissed the latest recruitment campaign as pandering to wimps.
You recruit people to fight, not wimps. You're trained to fight. You're there to fight. Don't like it? Don't join it. You want to join the army, you join the army to fight. Wrong way to recruit soldiers.
Growing up, I really had my heart set on joining the army.
The ad campaign also stresses diversity, reassuring potential recruits that it's okay for Muslims to enlist and to pray while on active service, and that it's definitely okay as a soldier to be openly gay.
I'm not afraid to talk about having a boyfriend. I thought I'd have to hide it, but...
The ads also appeal for women to join the ranks of tough frontline units after the government changed the rules to let female soldiers serve in close ground combat roles. The campaign is designed to tackle a recruitment crisis. The British Army is understaffed. It's fallen 4,000 short of its target strength of 82,000 soldiers. General Sir Nick Carter, head of the Army, said it was vital to broaden the Army's appeal.
Our traditional cohort would have been white male Caucasian 16 to 25 year olds, and there are not as many of those around as there once were. And our society is changing, and I think it's entirely appropriate for us, therefore, to try and reach out to a much broader base.
And for the sake of a fully staffed army, Carter makes no apology for projecting a more inclusive and nurturing image.
We want to create a workplace in which everybody feels valued, and that means one's got to have some sensitivity for the feelings of others.
But back in Aldershot, former infantryman Matt Collins says he can suggest a better way of attracting and retaining recruits, higher pay.
You don't even get anything for putting your life at risk. That is the problem. People are getting paid $16,000 a year.
$20,000.
$20,000, I think, to put their lives at risk.
Misgivings about the latest campaign are widespread. Retired Major General Tim Cross says a recruitment drive is needed, but it shouldn't send the wrong signal to Britain's enemies.
We must ensure that everybody knows that they have an opportunity of joining the British Armed Forces, but we are not going to be soft and we're not going to be nice to people.
Rifle exercises by numbers. Recover arms! One!
The Army insists that it hasn't gone soft, and it points out that since the latest recruitment campaign, there's been a 30% surge in applications. Whether the new recruits make the grade is another matter.
Are there any questions?
No, sir!
In Aldershot, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.